The main thing that's wrong with doing nothing is that you never know when you are finished. This decision to get on board with Anchor has been one of the most amazing decisions that this ministry has made. 4 Minute Church, Pastor Oscar Smith speaking. Please give it some consideration. Podcasting, Anchor has all the tools. Every episode, you're able to put background music. They're just so helpful. And in fact, I'm using this platform to reach beyond where the 4 Minute Church ever thought it would go. So it's a good opportunity to get in touch with Anchor. And come on, let's get on board with this. The biggest fight of my life. This is a continuation. Number two. Listen to number one and you'll appreciate number two. We're talking about the biggest fight of our lives. I love the Word of God. I have a burning passion that my words, whether written or spoken, might be filled with the river of life that flows from God's throne. I love studying the Word and comparing translations, researching commentaries, and preparing my teaching for others from what the Lord has shown me. But when it comes to the big fight, when mama, daddy, brother, sister, and in my case, my son, getting a call 8 o'clock in the evening just a couple of years ago that my son Henry was shot and killed in the streets of Nashville, Tennessee. Let me tell you something, that was the fight of my life not to leave out that house with anger. Marcia and myself went to the hospital, and it's been a minute. It's been a couple of years now, but I'm just now processing. That's a fight to lose your brother, your mother, your father, a dear friend. There's been other fights in my life as well, but that was a big one, and that's why I had to really go into my reserves and understand godly leadership. And I believe God was there with the family at this hour because it was Henry. Henry was young. He's and you know, Nashville is just like all the streets in America right now, not just for young black males, for all people. There is a need to understand the fullness of times. And right now, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ puts it this way. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet receives a prophet's reward. And what the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about is an impartation. And a true prophet of the Lord has impartable reward to give those who are hungry for God. And 4 Minute Church you know, Henry and myself discussed, you know, ministry. Henry, as anyone knew Henry, he was a end time prophet, driven, knew the Lord, saved at a young age, driven, and his life model was loyalty makes family. And Henry, for those of us that knew him, you know, he was a warrior. He was a rapper. But his core reality was the Lord Jesus Christ and the righteousness of our King. And that's what he pursued. He pursued it in a very Christ-like way. And yes, you know, hip-hop and rappers, they have their way of delivering. But what he had was a weighty word that he delivered in a very kind of unusual way. But we've got to understand hip-hop and rapping and our young people. There's a lot to being involved with ministry on that level. And right now, the power of the Lord's presence is on our young people. So we have to pray for them. And I want you to remember Henry, because that was the fight of my life, but it was also the fight of many parents who have young men and young women out here, and even these young kids today, they all, every day, even if your child is 5 years old, every day they go to these schools, they actually are going into war zones. So we have to understand the message and the almighty power of God's presence and how we can lay hold of that power, because we are all, if you haven't yet, we all will face the fight of our life. And we've got to be prepared. We've got to understand that the presence, the Lord's presence, has been promised to go with us. And we have got to understand that it was evident in every life from Genesis through Revelation. God's presence was so evident in Abraham's life, even the heathen around him recognized the difference. And so the power of prayer, the power of the Lord's presence, prayerfully, when things come to you, when people ask you to pray, and you know, you, with your co-workers, you, with your friends, you'll understand the glory of God and know how to call on God. And like I had to do that evening when I got that call about Henry being in a gunfight in the street. You know, it was just not easy. It was the fight of my life. But I was prepared to pray from previous fights that I've had myself in these streets. And It's a desperate hour, brothers and sisters. We have got to seek God with all our heart and desire. We've got to desire the presence of God in our life. And we must know and experience for ourselves the experience of the glory of God. God bless.